Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone. Magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTO Radio, the zone, bringing real life music where it should be. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Mercy. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Dimensions, available on iTunes, Google Play. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted singer, songwriter, and my God, she is simply exquisite. Lord have mercy. New EP, Conscience. The incredibly talented Sheree Lorie. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Sheree Lorie. Princess, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on a wonderful new EP.
Thank you. Now, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's all love. I got to ask you, I've had an opportunity to listen to the EP in its entirety. One of the things I've always been a stickler of, I said, you know what? I want the opportunity for a vocalist to really shine, because a lot of times we get in the studio and we have the music actually drown out the essence as far as being naturally organic when you're dealing with a vocalist. And I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about the overall project?
No, I definitely love it. It's one of, you know, something that I've been working on for a while, and it went through a lot of different songs that was going to be put on there, and trying to make sure that it makes sense, because one thing that I believe in, I still believe in making music that feels good, not just something that, oh, it's going to go viral here. Like, I want it to feel good. I want you to be put in a mindset that I was in, or understand the emotion that I was coming from when I did each and every track. And the most important thing about this EP, I wanted to make sure that when you listen to it from start to finish, not only did you hear a story, but the vibe that you got from it, did it make you want to skip the track and go to the next one? It kind of just really flowed together like a story, and you were able to really dive into my conscience, and that's why the name is called Conscience.
Well, I want to take it a step further. You mentioned something about being in a mood, and the vibe that I get a lot from the EP is self-discovery, transparency, a lot of emotion that you've raw emotion that you've put into your music. Does a lot of that come from your own personal experience where you've been able to transfer that to the music?
Of course. I mean, I feel like every artist, we are a product of our environment, but majority our music comes from our personal experience, and it doesn't have to be something current. It could have been something that happened years ago, or something that we learned a lesson from, or something that we're possibly going through at this very moment. And I can tell you about every single one of those tracks. They are definitely a true story from my personal experience.
Do you find yourself, because what I've noticed is that it's very, not just being an artist, it's very hard for just in everyday life to be truthful to ourselves as far as being able to relinquish that kind of self-control, allowing other people to get a little bit too close to you because you're afraid of getting hurt. And I wanted to ask you, do you find being a songwriter, does it help you a lot as far as being able to help people get a better understanding of who you are, not just as an artist, but also as a person?
Of course. I definitely feel that that way about my music and about myself. I personally like to say my music is a form of a musical diary for me. It's something where, you know, and it also goes with my sign as well. I don't know if we have any horoscope followers, but I'm an Aquarius. We speak through the music. We speak through poems. We speak through body language. We very rarely know how to properly speak with how we feel by just doing a one-on-one conversation, because we sometimes can't get our thoughts out correctly because, you know, one thing about our minds, it's an ongoing spinning wheel. So trying to have a conversation with you about how I'm feeling at that very moment or that situation may not always come out exactly how we want to portray it, but you let me get in the studio and I hear the right beat, I'm going to tell you everything that's on my damn mind.
Well, I can definitely respect.
That should definitely be truthful.
You, being that where it seems to me that you're better qualified as far as someone being able to get the true essence of who you are is via live performance. When you're doing your live performances, I mean, how does it feel for you to have that kind of level of connection to the listeners?
You know, that's one thing that's almost really hard to explain. It's more of a feeling or, you know, an experience that you yourself would have to be there to fully understand the essence of it, because the energy that you get from a crowd, especially, you know, the type of music that I sing and how emotional it can be and how it puts different people in different places of their lives, but also an understanding of my life, to be able to be so transparent and vulnerable, to be able to, you know, say it and, or should I say, sing it. It's wonderful. You know, I'm very comfortable on stage, like it's at home, and I don't hold anything back. I talk to my audience, you know, I'll break it down and I'll even throw in some personal attributes about that song that's dealing with me, so they know
it's real. Okay. Now, when you emote that kind of raw emotion, how long does it take you to come down from that kind of high after a performance?
You know, the crazy thing is, it's like you want to keep going. You're tired, but you want to keep going. You want to be through the therapy. It's a therapy for me. And it's pretty much any artist that you hear, a rapper or a singer, you know, getting on the stage and singing, even going to the studio and just singing and releasing it, is therapeutic. So coming down from it, you just kind of have to, you start off really high, you know, you get to your middle, and then you get to your, you know, the low where you start to simmer it down, and you come down off of it yourself. But it's definitely a therapy session.
What have you learned about yourself that you didn't already know within the past 5 years? Because everyone goes on their own personal journey of self-discovery. What have you learned about yourself?
I learned that I am not as good with words in person that I am with song. And I'm really good at writing. I'm really good with poems. I'm really good at speaking to somebody else about their problems and helping them through it. But when it comes to my own, I kind of like crawl into a shell sometimes, or I'm not as vocal as I could be. But I know that when I hit that certain song, that's everything that I wanted to say to you. It's just up to you if you know that it's for you, and to listen to the lyrics and not just listen, but feel them, understand them, and realize that there's so much truth behind everything that I'm singing.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the zodiac sign, Aquarius. And I know quite a few Aquarius.
I know, by your reaction.
I know quite a few. And one of the things that I've always found very interesting about Aquarius is that they evoke so much emotion, physical emotion. It's hard for them to translate what they want to convey to you verbally. they're more
absolutely right.
They're more spontaneous to say, hey, look, it's like if I tell you I love you and I want it to be reciprocated from you, it's challenging for them to express verbally that same type of love back. They're more inclined in showing it in different ways that you really have to try to sit down and understand.
Really have to understand our mindset.
Yeah, you really do.
You know, and that's another thing that I've learned about myself too, that I really didn't look into horoscopes that much. I really wasn't following that type of path or really like intrigued by it, but I started reading it here and there, a few memes here and there. Then I'm like, okay, this is just a little bit too much description of myself. And then when I started learning and reading on not just mine, but other people that I knew of certain signs, I'm like, wow, this is really true to a certain extent, you know, and it really helps you understand that person that you're either dealing with or a friend or whatever, you know, that you have any type of relationship with. It really helps you understand them. And you are right on the head with that, Aquarius. You know, we are very hard to understand, but when you take the patience and you take the time to do that, it's, man, will you save yourself some headache?
Oh, yeah. You know, and the funny thing is I look back and I say, they would say, well, wait a minute. How could someone that looks that exquisite would ever have any type of challenging time as far as being able to convey their emotions? And I've always said, I said, just because someone looks beautiful or looks captivating, that's not even a fifth of who they are as a person. Because a lot of
You're
times, you know,
right.
I mean, because you can be extremely beautiful, but at the same time, like, wait a minute, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. But I
we
can't
have so
convey
much
it.
Going on in our heads the outside is not even a concern for us. It's not an insecurity. Let me correct that for those, you know, that are listening and saying, oh, she's trying to say she's insecure. No, it's not that. It's just you know, people are so used to just looking on the outside of a person and they're seeing their beauty and being distracted by their beauty that you have no idea that I'm not even looking at myself on the outside. I'm looking in the inside. My mind is something on a different, you know, scale, on a different level. And it's a thing that I always talk about is called sapiosexual. And a lot of people aren't familiar with that, but it's basically you're more intrigued with somebody's mind than you are with their physical being.
Right, which
and
is very rare. Very rare. Because the first thing
you're
we notice is it's very rare. But yeah, Aquariuses, they're very intellectual, very spiritual, can be very down to earth. But at the same time, a lot of ways, in certain ways they think, a lot of people look at it as being very quirky, as you said, eccentric, very eccentric to the 10th power. But you know what? That's a great thing, because what it does, it leaves your mind room for imagination. You can create.
Correct. When do we have a lot of imagination?
Yeah.
Imagination, conclusions, our own end of the story.
You've already thought the process out before it even takes place.
Listen.
Yeah.
Plan A, B, C, and D. This is all of the options that have happened.
So how important is it? Because when you have that kind of creative flow and that kind of creative mindset, how important is it to have a producer who really understands you and also at the same time being able to get the best out of you?
Oh, that's extremely important. You know, it's when it comes down to producers, engineers, the ones you know, work with you in the studio to portray your message, your feeling, that really is a different language that a lot of people coming into a session may not even understand. You know, my producers and my engineers, they're multi-talented, and they have their own type of vibe. They have their own way of communicating through music. So it's really just a matter of bonding and finding that mutual language between you guys to know if that's the fit. And it's, you know, you guys can go into the studio and make magic. And me not being an engineer producer, I don't know to say, oh, I want this effect, or I wanted to, I don't know the proper term for it, but I'll describe it, and they're able to, you know, place it on that perfect note that I was thinking in my head, and that's the language that we speak.
Well, it's definitely a beautiful language, and one of my favorite songs listening to the EP is Worth That Drama. And the reason why that I've become so enamored with that particular single is that it has an opportunity, it gives you an opportunity, where I've had an opportunity to really listen to you vocally. As I said before, it's easy to go in a studio and create music and so forth, but at the end of the day, I want something that's raw. I want something that I can feel. I want something that's relatable. So what does that song overall mean to you as an artist?
That's a song that really isn't one of my deeper songs. It's kind of like straightforward when you hear the lyrics, and it's just a true all across the board song. And it's, you know, titled Worth That Drama, because in every relationship, you know, it never fails. The man wants to say the women are full of drama. You know, they want to talk their mess about us. But at the end of the day, you know you're not going nowhere. So you're really just wasting your breath. You're wasting your words. You're going to break some shit. You're going to be mad. You know, but where are you going? Nowhere. So we can put up this fight. We can argue. But you know I'm worth it. And at the end of the day, nothing that is easy is not, I'm messing up the phrase completely, but it's something that's worth fighting for is always something that you want to keep. Nothing that is not worth fighting for is going to be, you know, valuable to keep, in my opinion.
You know what, it's funny that you mentioned that. I have a good friend of mine, a colleague, he said, you know what, Teddy Bear, he said, man, my lady takes me through all kind of changes. And I said, you know what, let's look at it from this perspective. I said, can you imagine how boring your life would be if she didn't, if it wasn't a challenge, if she didn't keep you on your toes. So I've always had a tendency to look at things from a completely different venue. So we're here, Miss Aquarius. We're here. Yes, Lord. Let's get into it. From the fantastic new EP from the incredibly talented. Yes, Lord. Yeah, she looked good, y'all. She looked good. Worth That Drama here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Is it worth that?
High like a Khalifa, roll tight like a Christian. I'm all you do is the agenda. He like the ring. I gotta have her. I know I'm worth that drama. You can take me home to your mama. Yeah, I see your friends trying to holler. I'm good, but I'm good, so don't bother.
Your mama, yeah, see your friends trying to holler, but I'm good. contemplating if she even worth the headache.
Is she really mine?
I know I'm worth that drama.
Very talented Sheree Lurie, of course, Worth That Drama from the new EP, Consciences. And it's actually available as we speak, family. So let your best move be your first move. Head on over to Amazon, Google Play, Spotify. Pick up the new EP. It is a must. And also to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with Sheree, of course, on Instagram, also on SoundCloud, and also on Twitter. Hey, make it happen. Now, we got to get to the messy side of the music, the business side. The business side of music. At the end of the day, it is a business, and you are a brand, my queen. So what I'd like to know, and I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, how far-reaching, have you had an opportunity to just kind of sit down and plan out as far as your goals, as far as how far-reaching you would like your brand? What do you plan to achieve, or what would you like to achieve within the next 4 years as far as maybe branding out, as far as doing some modeling? Or maybe doing some small screen, or even doing the silver screen. What would you like to do? What do you foresee for yourself?
Well, actually, my career began when I was 3, and I was modeling with an agency called John Robert Powers. So the modeling has always been in me, always been instilled in me, and has never stopped, you know, to this day. I am from Kansas City, Missouri, but I was raised in Houston and then made my way to Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm currently at now. And I have dabbled in to some acting as well. And that has been a very good experience for me as well because, you know, being an artist, I feel that you have to be, you know, multi-talented. At least that's what I was raised while I was young, to be a triple threat, if not more. Nowadays, they kind of can just build a puppet up and make them to be what they want them to be. And they only have to have one talent. That's not how I was raised. So modeling, acting, singing, dancing, that's what I was told I needed to be able to do if I wanted to make it anywhere in this entertainment industry. It's interesting being on the other side of the camera and I not be the star per se, or maybe a supporting role or an extra, or, you know, just to learn the other side of the industry as far as the acting goes is very interesting and a good experience. And I did commercials when I was younger as well, like the Butterfinger commercial and a couple of commercials for retail stores like Kmart and Kohl's. So my resume goes pretty long. I look to continue to, you know, not only expand that, but just expanding myself with tours and, you know, bigger festivals and things like that, because they always say the sky's the limit, but you can go further than that. You know,
I'm
trying to be in the stars. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to see what these other planets do, you know, I definitely see myself striving and pushing harder and more tours and, you know, the Grammys and everything. I don't see a limit to it. So I can't say the sky's the limit because I don't see a limit.
There you go. Never box yourself in. You know, what I find so amazing, and I'll be the first one to admit this, I never thought, at least in my time, that reality-based television shows would have such a dramatic effect as far as helping someone progress in a career, especially music. And from when I started, I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's all right. I'm all right with that. I'm comfortable in the skin, I mean, yes, I am. But it's amazing to me that you can make a YouTube video, and all of a sudden, you end up with a major record deal. It just it blows my mind. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. And for you being an independent artist, you have a greater appreciation as far as the amount of work it takes to really get out there and push your product. How long did it take you to become somewhat comfortable with social media? Because social media is very huge and it helps a great deal as far as being able to promote your brand.
Well, let me first start saying by, if I wasn't an entertainer, if I wasn't, you know, modeling, if I wasn't a brand per se, I would not have social media. I absolutely hate it. I hate it. I feel like social media nowadays has caused more harm than it has with helping. And
right.
I say that, and I'm not trying to get on the politics side by any means, but, you know, I just want to answer your question thoroughly. I just feel like there's so much out of control cyberbullying, so much out of control insecurities for women. It's so much fakeness that, you know, that's not what a woman looks like. That filter does not walk around with them 24/7. I'm sorry, it doesn't. And I feel like so many problems have come from social media now. And I remember back in the day, yeah, we had what, MySpace here and there. YouTube was just starting to pop. It was just a few here and there. But when these new ones came out, the Instagram and Snapchat, I really feel like it took a turn for the worse. Now, to fully answer your question, I just do it because it's almost a necessity. Nowadays, the industry is not asking about, oh, does she know her octaves? Does she have falsetto control? They're trying to see how many numbers and followers does she have on Instagram. That's your business card.
Yeah,
you know, and
absolutely.
It's really sad that talent is very, you know, non-existent. It's all about a numbers game, about how many followers or how many interactions you get or how many people comment or, you know, so it's almost just a necessity, but trust me, by all means, I'm not a big fan of it.
It's incredible because I've seen personally where I've seen people start YouTube channels for any you know, number of reasons. And all of a sudden they get so many followers and listeners. Next thing you know, you have sponsors that are knocking on their door that want a piece of the pie. They say, hey, look, we see this person has X amount of views. We want to get in. We want to sponsor you. I've seen it from YouTube. I've seen it jump to Instagram, to Snapchat. It's just, to me, it is incredible. And for me, to me personally, that may be a little bit jaded, but it takes away from the true, to me as a person that truly loves music, it takes away from that, because when you have artists out there like yourself who respect the art form, who respect the craft, and really respect as far as being a better artist, they look past that. Everything is about the quick fix. And you're really robbing
industry. Yeah, it's very powerful.
Oh, yeah. You're robbing industry.
Yeah, it's very powerful. It's definitely very powerful. And it can be powerful for the good, and it can be powerful for the bad. You know, you could have somebody that goes viral and gets sponsored, you know, from them doing a cover, and then you could have somebody completely try to commit suicide because they put out a song and the world didn't like it and they're bashing them. You know, it's very powerful. And, you know, when you have that power, it's all about how do you use it? How do you use it for the better? How do you use it, you know, for the most positive way you can? And like I said, that's just where I come in at. And it's just very powerful. The industry is very powerful.
Very much so. Like my man Stan Lee once said, with great power comes great responsibility. And you definitely have the power. Yes, Lord, you have the power. And I mean that in a positive manner, because all over the internet, people have spoken. You've gotten so much love, so much adulation. I've seen comments that have been handed to me by my program director where different people have made comments to the point, hey, listening to your music has gotten me through the day. You don't know how much I love your music. You are this. I mean, you're all that in a bag of chips. When you read comments like that and that kind of positive reinforcement, how does that make you feel as an artist, knowing that, wow, I have a lot of people out there that are really, they're really vibing with me. They really love my music.
It's always a good feeling. And, you know, I see them. I get DMs all the time. I definitely try to respond to the ones that have that make sense, and not just every DM, because don't get it twisted. I'm not going to be responding to, hey, shorty, what's up? No, nothing's up. But, you know, I really enjoy doing schools and or doing youthful festivals or programs to where I'm speaking to the kids, and I really – it's amazing to hear their stories or to see how much they attach to you after meeting you and how they follow your journey and how they'll message you and say, hey, you know, you really inspire me, et cetera. And it's that's my favorite part. Is I know with we adults, we go through things as well, but my favorite is when I just did a school pep rally or I did a youth show and it's empowering the children. And that's who really reached back to you, like, I have this one girl that her mother still stays in contact with me, you know, for sponsoring basically her daughter and just basically speaking positivity to her and keeping her encouraged. And she's so shy, but it was something with me made her not be so shy. And when I had a show one time, she came up and started dancing with me and singing with me. And her mother was like, she never does that. She's very shy. And it's just amazing what the music can do and as well as the platform, you know.
Without question. You know, I'm hopefully within the next year or so, I expect to see you performing at Coachella. I believe you have that kind of talent. You can pull it off.
Amen. Speak that into existence.
I really truly believe that. I mean, I'm not gonna sit up here and just say it just to be saying it. I mean what I say. And I say what I mean. You have that kind of talent and that kind of ability to make that happen. Now, as far as touring is concerned, I mean, I can't believe this year is coming to an end so quickly. Do you have any tours or updates that, because I know the listeners would love to come see you perform this year, or are we going to have to wait until 2019 to get a piece of Sheree? What's going on? What's up?
No, they definitely can stay tuned to my Instagram pages, Royal Rain Productions, as well as Sheree LaRie. And that's where you're going to see all of the backstage stuff, all of the things that I have coming up, whether it's just appearances, the cities I'll be in. I'm always on the go. You know, I'm always traveling. It's always things going on. So I'm definitely going to be in the mix. And if they just stay tuned to those pages, turn post notifications on, turn the stories on, the shows and the dates and everything will be on those pages.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, family. Now, the other hit single, Why? Tell the listeners out there about that particular single.
Why? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, you are. You are an Aquarius. Yes, you are. Yes,
I am. I
am. Lord.
That song itself was originally fully recorded by myself alone, and that was supposed to have been the wrap of the EP, kind of just you know, putting everything together, and that's why it's called Why, because this is why I am the way I am. This is why I do what I do. This is why I'm happy. This is why I'm not. That's why it was titled that. But it ended up becoming a remix because I ended up linking with an artist named Chino McGregor. Now, if you know anything about dancehall reggae, his father is the legendary Freddie McGregor, and his brother is the genius who did the song Controller for Drake. So that's that family tree right there. And he ended up doing a remix for me and sent it back. And at first I didn't understand a word he said because he speaks Quechua and he's got a very, very heavy accent. But I loved the flow and I was just overly excited about it, even though I didn't know what he was saying. And I was like, we're going to put this out before we even put the original out. And that's what happened.
That's what happened,
and we did that. We put it out. Everybody loved it. Me and him actually got to perform it together. It was amazing. That was actually our first time meeting and our first performance. We met the very first day that we performed the song for the first time.
That's beautiful.
That was
amazing. Since we both here and all these listeners tuning in, and we're all feeling somewhat kind of irie, so to speak, let's get into it with Sheree with Why. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yo,
what's good, Bob?
Yo,
you know what's been going on. Let's go.
I like them playing in my hair, blowing the smoke all in the air, living this life right in front. He like his money offshore. I like my man with good reporting. You know we keep that money pouring. Never need a handout. I'll tell me what you talking about. And if you were confused, let me clear it up. Yeah, it's time to pay my dues. Let me re-up. I am sure to be your muse. Watch me bounce up, bounce up.
One time for the money, one time for the papers. Niggas acting funny, shout out to the haters. Hands up, we do this every day. Cause we rule the street, food for eat, dinner, supper, breakfast. Hey, money pouring, we're not snoring, they're on the grind. Sleepless nights are touring, G4ing, soaring, supper pouring. Now a Persian rug, but marble chlorine. Girl them send for Gina, cause the girl them the one a man we're boring. Him come last, she come before him. Fresh to death, clean as chlorine. That's how we stay daily. The artist said to girl them have to stay near we. Just shake it for me, let me make it rain, baby. I chain up on the track and yes, me rockin' with Sheree Levy.
Available as we speak. Remember, family, be sure to stop by, of course, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and make sure you support great music, not mediocre, but great music. Stop by, catch up with her on SoundCloud, Instagram, also on Twitter. My queen, it has been an honor and a privilege to have you here in the zone. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. We respect you, love what you're doing. Please keep living outside the box. Like you said, baby, there's no limit when the entire sky is available for you to soar into. Lord have mercy.
Yes, indeed. Well, I thank you guys once again for having me. I appreciate a good interview. I appreciate good questions, you know, and I appreciate just the love and the support. So definitely will be reposting. Send me the audio via email, and we'll make some magic from it.
All right, my love. And oh, to all the many listeners out there, the ones that tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Yeah, that chocolate teddy bear. We got you covered. You can always listen to the entire rebroadcast of the interview at the Google Play Store. Yeah, we're there. Also at iHeartRadio. Also on TuneIn. We got you covered. We want to make sure that you hear this exquisite lady. Yes, Lord. Do her thing. God bless my queen. Stay safe and keep reaching, okay?
Thank you so much. Much love, you guys.
All right. God bless the very talented Sheree Lurie. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, we need to take a quick 2 and 2. You know, we got to pay some bills. Nothing is free. Not in America. Not in America. This is what they tell me. But we got you covered. But in the meantime, is it okay if we take you back, just a little back, to Carmen Rogers? It's me, Lord have mercy, here in the zone, strolling with the teddy bear on LOTO Radio.
Thank you.
Back just a little bit. Lord have mercy, it took the teddy bear back. I wish, oh my goodness, I wish I never met her. Lord have mercy, Carl Thomas. And before that, of course, Carmen Rogers. It's me here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Sheree Lurie. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her phenomenal new EP, Conscience. It is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live like the teddy bear, a little bit more adventurous, nothing wrong with that, head over to Amazon.com. And also be sure to check her out on her Instagram page. You get all the latest updates. That's at Instagram.com/Sheree Lurie. Also on Twitter and also on SoundCloud. SoundCloud. It's been a phenomenal week, and also a lot of love out to my girl, Mercy. Yes, Lord. With her new EP, Dimensions. And be sure to check out her website. That's at www.mercymusic.net. Also on Instagram, Mercy_Dimensions. And if you have never had an opportunity to see this young lady sing live, she is phenomenal. And what she has done, which I really, truly appreciate, be sure to go on her Instagram page, because there are times where she'll do surprise live concerts, just so acoustic concerts on her Instagram. She is incredible. So make sure you check that out. And also to my girl, Sugar T, the First Lady of the Bay. Be sure to purchase her new album, Queen. Yes, she is. All that and so much more. The Queen of the West. Be sure to pick it up. And I'll call my man, Jeffrey Osborne, his new album, Worth It All. So glad to see their brother doing what he does best. That baby making music, yes, Lord. So it is written, so it shall be done. To all the many listeners and supporters who have tuned in and tuned out all the negativity, and I've helped you escape to the matrix of soul music, Lord and mercy. Teddy Bear has ubers and goobers of love. His definitely cup of honey has runneth over. But it's that time I shall return. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Keep up the comings and goings of the zone on Instagram. That's Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, the zone. Also for Facebook, the same handle. And on Twitter, that's at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. It's definitely been a very beautiful chocolate experience, Lord have mercy. Until next time, to you and yours, as in always, keep it soulful in the zone. Gonna leave you with Bobby V, Bobby Valentino, with Hollywood Hearts. Lord have mercy. Stay strong. Remain blessed. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. Bobby V. Nothing to it, nothing fluid. 15 on the handbag.
Valentino shade, she loved
it. Moving back around. Hit the best shot in town. Look at palm trees while we free. This Cali life's for me.
No, I don't wanna be here without you. Now every time I go without you.
Can we go?
I was down and out, you were there for me. The stars, I choose to have my heart.
Just dreaming.
Now wake up on the rooftop.
Hollywood hearts. With these Hollywood hearts. With these Hollywood hearts.